Town Advisory Board meeting, June 1st, 2017. Those present, Vern Pollock, Dwayne Magoon, Ron Barnum, Brother Whitwer, Mr. Whitwer, Boyd Whitwer. Welcome to the Town Advisory Board meeting. Just a statement about the public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board council about items within this jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the where you're at, if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the council or the board wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board council by majority vote. Okay, the next item is for approval of February 16, 2017 minutes.
I move that we accept the minutes from the February 16th, 2017 minutes with the exception of item number 7, item 1B, I'm guessing.
Where is that? Where are we at?
Right down here on item 7.
General business.
General business. It just says that that was a vote of 2-0 unanimous, and that should have been 3-0.
Well, no, it should have been 2-1.
It should have been 2-1.
2-1, okay, 2-1.
Yeah, two yays.
And one nay.
One nay. Okay, so is there a motion to accept the minutes from February 16, 2017 with a noted exception?
All in favor.
Well, is there a
second? I moved.
You moved it? Yeah. Okay, second. With that exception. Second.
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Four was same thing.
Oh. Okay, exception on number 4, item 7, under general business, same thing. It's vote was 2 yay or aye and 1 nay. And that's noted in the vote, but it's just not voted in the record of 2-0. So that exception. Okay, approval of agenda for June 1, 2017. A motion that we approve this agenda.
I move we approve the agenda for June 1, 2017.
Second.
It's been motioned and seconded that we approve the agenda for June 1st, 2017. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Vote carries. Okay, item number, no informational item, so we'll move to 6. No planning and zoning. Move to 7, general business. Number 1, board to draft a letter to NACO, which we're not sure what that stands for. We discussed it amongst ourselves. We'll Google it later. In regard to Gold Butte Monument designation for our discussion and possible action. Any discussion? I'll just say that I think most of us, I sent a letter to Janice, and I think
Brian
has. I've seen
Brian,
and I sent some information in as well.
I got one emailed to me. I don't know if it was yours or his.
You got one emailed to you. I think that was Brian.
Right. Brian,
because I got that.
Yeah, when he sent it out, he kind of sent it to everybody, and then just if you want to add to it.
So we've all drafted letters. And then Janice Redondo was going to kind of amalgamate those and put it into something that we could sign and send on to the county commission,
and that should be distributed out.
Right. And so, to my knowledge, that hasn't occurred yet because we haven't got a letter back with the letters we sent.
But it was moved. It was on the agenda for last month or last meeting as well, and so this is just to cover to make sure. So. Is there any discussion on that information?
Anything from the public that you'd like to say about that letter or something that you'd like to have included in that letter? You'd like to see and approve probably the final draft, I imagine, before
well,
we'd like to
look at it. Well, the problem is we the have comment period is getting, so we'd probably have to meet on the 29th if that's the case.
If the letter's drafted.
Because the approval, the comment period ends in July, I believe.
Okay. So, I mean, we can meet on June 29th. That's not a problem.
I mean, we could
problem.
Read what Brian...
Do you have it on your...
Probably, if I can find it.
Pull it up. Okay. Well, while you're looking that up, let's go to general business number two, item number two. Proposal for Boy Scout project for handicap parking spot at library. This is Isaac Iverson, who's in our ward. And he... they've looked that over, and he would like to make so it's just a sidewalk across there, so nobody on a handicap, there's no handicap access, and there's no handicap parking either.
Yeah. So handicap parking, and there's just gutter. There's no.
It's just a big step.
Yeah.
So they want to take that out and make it so that there's a ramp up to get into the library, and then make two. I believe it's two.
Parking places,
handicap parking spaces. So, any discussion on that?
I think
I'm for it.
I mean,
I think
for
it would be good
because it's. I thought it was supposed to be in.
Yeah,
by the county.
Most places, you know, they have to have that, and
it is now for sure. I mean, any.
Yeah. So it'll be a
public.
It'll be an improvement for access to our library
yeah.
and the community center. The community center, probably they can ramp up in the back over here because there is a ramp for taking things in and out, but that doesn't help with the library. So, the one thing that I think we're requesting or that Isaac was requesting is that somebody from the county contact him so he knows that it's okay and to move forward. So do we need to vote on that?
If we did, it would at least be taken care of.
Yeah, let's go ahead. If somebody wants to make a motion.
I move that we approve the Boy Scout project by Isaac Iverson for handicap parking at the library, Oakville Library.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been motioned and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay, let's revisit one. Have you been able to find that, Blaine?
Not yet.
He asked me to get
you. Yeah, you can borrow mine.
I just can't find it here. It came from Brian. I thought it might have been a forward from.
No, I think it was from Brian directly. Is the one that I got. My recollection.
I can't find it. I must have.
Do a search for Brian. It's the National Association of Counties.
National Association of Counties. Okay. That's good to know.
It's a nonprofit organization in Washington, D.C.
I can't find it.
That
don't sound good.
Yeah. They have to put that out there that it's a nonprofit.
Well, probably because it's a national monument, so you probably got to go through. National
yeah.
channels.
Was it last week?
It was like a week ago. 5/22. I can tell you basically who was in it. I read it, but.
What was basically in it is it was not supported to go Butte National Monument.
No, it wasn't that we didn't support the way that it was run through.
Right.
And one of the concerns that Brian had brought out was emergency services.
Right.
To the area.
And
to
roads,
the area.
Road
the
issues.
Road. The road conditions that are there. I could find. Okay, let's see.
And he also mentioned the increase, likelihood of increase in activity out there and restroom facilities and that kind of stuff. What potential problem it was going to cause with the waste since there's no restroom facilities.
And the comments that I put, I found my letter, I can't find Brian's, but my concerns were there may be some areas in Gold Butte that may qualify for some sort of protection, but by designating 300,000 plus acres is completely unreasonable. The entire public process is denied when one man, the President of the United States, regardless of political party, is wrong, and therefore any designation should be site-specific. And also, when political payback is played like this, I believe it's wrong. And I mean, there's a consensus. The only reason it was done was for political payback for Harry Reid. So, and then I did meet with, visited with two of Dean Heller's representatives today. There was Crescent Hardy and myself, Lindsay Daly, Elise McAllister. One of Crescent's friends, John Hunt. And
is Crescent working for Dean Heller?
No. And Dave Balwick from Mesquite City Council. We went out and took those guys around, and we took them up the Sheep Trials Loop right across from Tokwap, the road that goes to the mountain. And Crescent made that on that razor, like record time. We made that loop around there, around to where you go down to the lake off the Gold Butte Road in like 39 minutes. But as we did go, I asked them guys, I said, if you see something along the way here that looks like it's really extraordinary and needs protection, let us know. And I asked them several times. And then from there, we went to the sheep panels, petroglyphs down there. And anyway, they viewed them, they looked at them, had some pictures there, and were a little bit disappointed. Well, Dave Baldwin couldn't even walk the probably 300 yards up there to get there. And that's part of our argument, is it's exclusive now. You know, there's people are just going to be excluded from, you know, health issues or whatever the case. But then we went to Whitney Pockets, and then we went out to Gold Butte proper. We showed them where Gold Butte really was. And then from there we came back and we stopped at the Devil's Throat. And we got back to town about 2 o'clock. But I kept asking them. We did stop at Horse Spring and looked at that as well. But their opinion was the same as ours. They don't understand the designation either. And I said, well, what are the chances of it being rescinded? He said, well, we're in virgin waters. It's never been attempted. And so, you know. I asked them, I said, what are you going to take back to your office? And they didn't voice an opinion one way or the other. I mean, they were in agreement with us on everything that we saw that, you know, just didn't seem to deem the designation. But
doesn't affect them, so it doesn't matter.
If you go back to what the designation was outlined in the first place, it don't even qualify.
It don't.
It does not qualify.
But now we are where we are.
Well, you know, we are.
Unfortunately.
Because we're willing, you know.
But at least they're talking about an opportunity. They're going back like 20 years. I mean, that's something that I've never seen before. And so I think that's a positive thing. And hopefully our letter, and if individuals will send letters as well, hopefully, maybe we'll get it.
Where do we send them to? To Heller's office? Or?
You know, we could probably get a hold of Janice and have her send us where she's going to send this. And then
I have stacks of letters, and I've never got a response from any of them.
You know, and I don't like Harry Reid, but I'll tell you, in his defense, when I would send a letter, he may miss the point of why I sent the letter, but he would send me a letter back. Sometimes he completely missed why I sent him the letter.
He would send me a letter back.
So
he probably didn't write the letter back.
No,
he
exactly.
It's probably a staffer.
But I did get a letter back.
When Harry run the first time, he sent a brochure out. He wanted a 100-mile radius of Las Vegas wilderness area. what his agenda is, was,
oh,
or has
sure,
been.
Sure,
and that's
sure.
Because they paid to put him in office.
Sure, but, sure.
Okay, is there more public comment? We've had some, and but we don't have you on record because we don't have a name and anything. So if you want to, or you want to wait for another meeting, either way.
Is this for public comment? Are you down to number 8?
We're at number 8, yes.
Okay. I'm already seeing I've got typos on here. I'm Carol Bundy, B-U-N-D-Y, address 3315 Gold Butte Road, or Bundy Ranch. If you want to Google it, it comes up. In talking with my husband, he says that you have a county plan which he appreciates, but he said we need to maybe do some amendments to the northeast Clark County, especially now where they've got the designation. And so he asks that perhaps he present. This is a really rough draft because obviously I can't see him, so it's done over the phone back and forth. And I see I've done typos. And wants to know if maybe you would entertain some of his ideas and we could make it possible discussion and action item for your next meeting.
Yeah,
on maybe doing some changes to the Clark County plan for the northeast area of Clark County.
And we could do it. We'll have to, I think it comes up every 5 years.
Yeah,
I think
something like that. Yeah.
And so we could talk with Janice and find out when that's
where
coming.
Where are we at on that? Okay.
It's been a while. We can't be too far away. But then when that comes up, then the whole thing's looked at, and then we have our input, and then it goes down to the Board of County Commissioners, and they make a determination.
Okay, that's all
but,
I can ask.
But that's something that we could do.
And like I said, it says right here, Bundy has it should be vested, and I got invested because me and Spellcheck don't get along very good. So if you just want a copy of what just some ideas that he has while he sits in there. Thank you.
Sure. Thanks, Carol. Mm-hmm.
It's a very rough draft.
No worry.
The red, what's written in red is just there for purposes like when he calls me and say on number 25, it's easier for me to stay with him on the paper. It has no meaning to the paper that I gave you. It's only for the rough draft.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Others?
I'm Guy. Thought, F-A-U-G-H-T, 1069 Levitt Lane. I grew up running that country, literally. I spent time riding the Gold Butte Range when Frank Taylor and Orrick Hughes owned it. I rode with my Uncle Dave and Uncle Lou and Cravis. Been all over that. Bunkable Range, and I resent the fact that we're calling it all Gold Butte, including part of the north side of the freeway. I resent the fact that we're classifying it National Reserve when it does not meet qualifications, it never has. We have a group that's pushing friends of the Gold Butte, and they're not friends to nobody, and then we've got to preserve it for our grandchildren. From the time my kids was old enough to go camping, I took them out under the red rocks out there, and we had Easter until they put up ties and cables to preserve the pristine area. Now, if that's not our heritage, yes. I just want to see them blade it all down level. That's the way they want to go, you know. I think we did pave roads out there, and I am in favor of some roads being paved. But I'm again four wheelers tearing up every hillside that's out there. But four wheelers running up and down old roads or washes. Hey, if we can't enjoy it, it isn't worth nothing for nobody, you know. And I believe it's people's, and I believe we ought to keep it the people's, and I believe it's state. It belongs to Clark County, and I think that's where control needs to be. But, and I could go on and on, but I appreciate your efforts, any efforts to stop, preserve.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Fott.
I guess I'll talk. because there's only four of us. It's like fast and testimony meeting. So I'm Brianna Bundy, B-U-N-D-Y, 1060 Levitt Lane, Mesquite. I guess my biggest concern is, first off, like, why nobody shows up to these dang meetings, you know? It gets a little frustrating for me. Can't expect our county commissioners to hear us if nobody shows up. So that's, I kind of don't have a question. I'm more of a, I don't know, suggestion. I watched up there at Bears Ears, they got their reps, their state reps right on board moving with it because the whole community came together and held a press conference and said, hey, this is what we want. This is how it's affecting our community. This is what we know and love. I would be willing, if you guys would be willing to set up that sort of press conference and make sure that we had adequate time for people to show up, do it on a Saturday or something where people can come and be there, people's work schedules conflict, and have an actual meeting where we can find out who all is going to be affected by this and do you really care, and, you know, set it a month down the road so you can get people involved and people to come, and maybe we can get a press conference big enough that maybe our county commissioners will pull their heads out, or maybe Dean Heller might, you know, get on the phone and pay attention, because I'm going to start crying, but my family has sacrificed everything to maintain that, you know? Like, I've been up on that mountain with my husband, tearing up pulling weeds and digging trenches, trying to get water down lower to animals, and, you know, trying to keep cattle out of areas they're not supposed to be in. Bleeding and crying and screaming on that mountain, trying to make sure. My dad took us out there when we were kids every single weekend, and when we went out, it was pick up your crap, leave it better than you found it. I believe this community has left it better than they found it. I believe that most people are good and they've gone out and taken care of it. And then we've got these dang hippies from the city that move in here and they think that they can push their agendas on us, and dang it, my family stood up. My family's made their voices be heard. And it's time for some people to stand up with us. It's time for some people to start making some waves. And I don't know what to do, but I'm hoping you guys have some connections of somewhere we can go, because it feels like it falls on deaf ears everywhere we go. It's just one more headache for somebody else, but it's our life. It's all we know. And our kids are going to miss out on everything that we knew as children, the waters and the hills, and they'll never know what outside is. And I think that'd be a dang shame, and it would be on our heads just like it's been on our grandparents' heads all before us for not doing anything up to this point and leaving this country in a mess. So if you guys are willing for a press conference, I'm willing to work. Put me to work. So that's all I gotta say.
Thank you, Brianna.
Sorry, I'm a ball baby.
Thank you, Brianna.
It's been a rough day.
Anybody else?
Is
that tea? No. Well, I was going to say. Just we agree. This is
right. Yeah.
This is our fight.
Sure.
And not just for the cattle. This isn't the fight about the ranch and the cattle. It's because that ain't my fight. They're not my cows. It's not my ranch. It's my fight because that's what I know and that's what I love. And I want my kids to go places where my dad took us. My dad came and got my girls for Take Your Kid to Work Day the other day, and he took them up around the back of the mountain, and he took them up on and showed them all these places, some places I've never even been before because you don't have time to go check it all out. And the memories that they'll have for the rest of their life with their grandpa. Remember when Dad let us ditch school and he took us up and we skipped rocks across that pond and we looked for deer tracks and we... That's stuff that every kid knows. It not only... It builds your love for your family. That's what we need. That's what this country needs, is some good old love, you know? And we'll miss out on that. You don't get that going to the city park. As nice as the splash pad is, it just doesn't cut the mustard, you know?
Thank you. Okay. We do have our officer here, so we want to give you a minute if you have a report or anything you'd like to say to us as a board.
Well, Officer Jones with Metro Police. The only thing is if there's any suspicious activity, please report it.
Did you catch the arsonist?
We don't have a suspect at this point, but we do have an increase in fires, and there's an ongoing investigation, and the county fire investigator with the Clark County Fire Department is doing what she can. She's trying to lift up every rock and every corner and get down to the bottom of it, but we don't have a specific person or suspect that we're looking at this point, so just if you see anything, just report it. Let us know.
Yeah, I agreed.
What have we had? 18, 19, 25?
I don't know the exact count. I think since February, I mean, that's when they seem to have begun, is in February up to this point. We're somewhere in the range of probably around 15.
Which is way over and above for normal for us.
Right. It seems the volunteers out here have worked harder than they've worked in a while. So.
I've seen them at the gas station, just getting off work when I'm going to work.
Just for the my place next door to me, which is actually mine, has been hit twice, and the first one was in October. But then, yeah, there wasn't anything for quite a while. But then it was February when it was hit again. So
yeah, February we had several, and then it seemed to hit a lull where it just there wasn't a whole lot of activity, and then it picked up within the past few months. So.
Yeah, and just like we've had on the sign, keep your eyes open, be alert, because it seems to be happening daylight, which didn't seem to be the case before. So
generally, it seems that it's right before the sun sets, right around that time. So whenever the fires start, whoever's starting the fires, I mean, if that's the case, I mean, some people want to say that it was random. Some people want to say, well, it was self-igniting, it self-combusted. I mean, however you want to look at it, but I think there's enough cause or reason to think of it as suspicious and to look into it. So anything at all, any activity, just report it. Doesn't waste our time. So
the one that I talked to you about down at the farm, I mean, it's been 2-3 weeks ago, but I just barely missed whoever it was, because if I had realized and I could have looked around, I may have found somebody. But I mean,
they did tell the investigator about that one too,
because I watched the one, it's just like they threw the match and run,
right?
Because I sat there watching one fire, then the other one caught my attention starting to grow. So it was, I mean, they were right there. They had to be.
Yeah, I wish I had more answers for you. I wish I could tell you, hey, this is the evidence they have. This is what we do know. This is how it's starting. But I just don't have those for you right now. And obviously, they want to take everything step by step and be as thorough as possible for the best outcome of the investigation. So I'll help where I can, but don't think by any means anyone's wasting our time. So anything at all, we'll come look at it.
Thank you, Officer Jones.
Thank you.
Okay, we do have down next meeting on June 29th. Sounds like that's probably going to occur, unless we hear otherwise or don't have any items. With that, we'll adjourn. I just been waiting to use this.
I never would use that.
Thank you. Well, that's why I wanted to do it.
Yeah. If anybody wants to take pictures of these for information of these two gentlemen. The town board?
Did these guys know you're
difficult?
No.
Oh, it's on sale.